Ask anyone if there's enough substitute teachers in the first state, and the answer seems clear, whether you're talking to teachers' advocates, legislators, or the subs themselves.
Every day we're struggling to get substitutes, qualified substitutes, into the classroom.
We have a hard time getting substitute teachers. There's a shortage.
There are 70 to 80 substitute jobs that come on my phone every day, and they don't, believe me, they don't all get filled.
Having unfilled positions in schools is again, very, very challenging. Obviously, you know, instruction can be impacted.
That last voice is Christine Smith. She's the head of human resources in the state's largest school district. She says when a teacher calls out sick or goes on leave in the Red Clay Consolidated School District, not all of those absences get filled by substitutes.
For the last couple of years, the fill rates have been much lower than 100%.
The Cesar Rodney School District's fill rate percentages range from the mid-70s to the 90s. Woodbridge School District has a roughly 72% fill rate this school year, and Capital School District sees average fill rate percentages in the low 80s, according to district officials.
So when we look at the state of Delaware, and we look at 17-18 school year, they were in and around 83%. So they're within that range of our national averages of fill rates right now.
That's Dean Baker. He's the Northeast Regional Manager for Kelly Educational Staffing. The third-party agency hires subs out to five school districts in Newcastle County. Baker says several factors impact fill rates. One is the number of teacher absences on a given day, which he says has been rising nationwide and in Delaware. He also points out a shortage of full-time teachers. He says fewer people graduating with education degrees means fewer teachers are forced to sub before landing their first full-time teaching jobs. In Delaware, school districts are reimbursed by the state for the cost to pay substitute teachers. The reimbursement rates are set in state code. These are the minimum rates states can pay subs, but districts are free to pay more out of local or federal funds. Substitutes eligible for an educator license are classified as Class A and paid $104 a day before taxes. Class B subs have a bachelor's degree or are in school for teaching. They make $83 a day. Those without a bachelor's, who sub for paraprofessionals, are designated Class C and make $66 a day. At these rates, Baker says other employment options can draw away potential subs.
When you break down the pay, it's in an hourly range of $10 to $13 an hour. As a company, the top three, you know, companies that we provide employees to in the state of Delaware that are paying similar wages is, so, you know, Lowe's, Bob Evans, McDonald's. And so there's now a new competing industry with retail, hospitality, that are in the same pay ranges.
Christine Smith agrees.
In years where the unemployment rate is high, the sub fill rates tend to be high.
In an attempt to attract more subs to Red Clay, Smith says the district raised pay rates for Class C subs several years ago, Class B subs last fall, and Class A and long-term subs in March. She says it's too soon to see whether the change is working.
A substitute's job is very, very difficult. So whatever we can do to make the job more attractive, we're willing to do.
I think that somewhere along the way, substitutes have been forgotten.
That's Todd Fisher, a Class B substitute teacher in Newcastle County. He says he's able to make ends meet because he's a retired merchant marine and has a pension.
If you need to pay rent where you're living and you're trying to drive a car and buy food and buy clothes, I mean, it's not nearly enough money to get by on. Even with the increase that Red Clay has provided, it's not enough money.
Joan Yulduzian is also a sub. She taught full-time for 31 years and has been subbing in Newcastle County for the past six. She also has a pension and does other odd jobs to help pay the bills. She says she could not get by on subbing alone.
It's not doable. Nope.
Both Yulduzian and Fisher agree long-term substitute teacher positions can be especially difficult.
You're staying after school for meetings for the child. You're meeting with the parents. You're doing report cards, you're planning the curriculum, you're grading papers, tests. So it's like, I don't think so. I'm not going to do anything of the kind.
The state does not provide a pay bump for subs who fill a long-term vacancy, though several districts do provide additional per diem pay out of local funds for long-term subs. Yulduzian says raises like the one Red Clay instituted will help attract her to those districts in the future.
Absolutely. I'm going to really try to steer myself in that direction because I know it's going to help out.
Stephanie Ingram of the Delaware State Education Association is among those who think a change to the state-mandated minimum pay rates for subs would help.
How can we get legislators to realize that we're not paying them enough, you know, to come in for the day? It's like, what, $100? And that's really not going to guarantee that you're attracting people that would want to stay or you know, are able to stay in that position.
State Representative Earl Jakes wants to find more money to allocate for substitute teachers. He thinks the 12-week paid parental leave for state and school district employees that went into effect this month could exacerbate the shortage.
So a student could end up with a substitute teacher for 12 weeks, which is one-third of the school year. And then we're going to test them on that subject, right? And they're going to have a substitute, which might be, in some cases, just a warm body, because you can't. We're having a hard time getting substitute teachers.
State Representative Sean Matthews plans to improve the situation by offering a bill to increase the existing minimum pay rates for substitutes.
With unemployment at, you know, 12-year low, the minimum wage hike, and, you know, there are higher paying jobs available elsewhere. So to stay competitive, we definitely have to look at that rate.
Matthews says the size of the increase will depend on funding availability. He says he hopes to introduce the legislation in the coming months. For subs like Todd Fisher, a change can't come soon enough.
If the educational system at all values substitute teachers, they need to show them respect by providing them with a living wage.
Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.